gawk at him. But at least he goes places. At least he doesn't watch the girl of his dreams hold hands with some other guy or have a mom who's off becoming Tammy Wynette. Except for having Cal, life in Antler is about as exciting as watching worms mate. And Cal can be such a dork. He may be the reason I'm batting a big fat zero with Scarlet. Maybe he's ruining my image. Gossamer Lake is more like a large pond. It started out as a puny mud puddle. One spring, we had an unusual amount of rain, and a mud puddle on Henrik Gossamer's land grew to the size of a kiddie pool. Mr. Gossamer said he thought it was the Lord's way of saying he should do something for Antler's young folks. He dug the ground around the puddle as much as he could. Then he called on Mr. Owens to bulldoze the rest. Pretty soon it became a town project. The First Baptist Men's Group built a small dam to keep in the water, and the Shriners Club raised a windmill to keep the lake filled. That's how Dried Up Antler got its man-made lake. It's about as good as a mud puddle, though. Signs posted everywhere read "No swimming, no fishing." They might as well post one that reads "No fun allowed." I dodge the trees that fringe the lake, jump off my